When sleeping men awake, mountains will move. That's the theme under which a prayer breakfast for men will be held this Saturday at the parish hall at St. John's Church in Mesopotamia. Parish priest Father Michael Stewart said the event will be held as part of the centenary celebration of St. John the Evangelist Roman Catholic Church at Mesopotamia.
Now, the idea of a prayer breakfast is not novel, perhaps not common in Catholic circles, but certainly not anything new in Christian circles. I believe that in our times, God is calling men to be men of faith, to openly profess Jesus Christ, and to bear witness to Jesus Christ in their families, in the workplace, and wherever men gather in society. What we are saying is that God is calling men to exercise their faith, especially as members of the family, to take their rightful place, to lead their families, to stand out in the workplace so that people know who they are, their identity. In a way, I want to use the expression to hold their own. I believe that men are called in this time, in the age in which we live, to hold their own.
Father Mike outlines the reason behind the theme, When Sleeping Men Awake, Mountains Will Move.
The idea came through Mrs. Pam Brown, who is a woman of prayer, and she had this sense that God was awaking our men, and she suggested the theme or version of it, and we held to the theme, therefore, when sleeping men awake, mountains will move. Men have a lot to contribute to the society, but some men are hesitant, some are afraid, some are sleeping, at least if not literally, figuratively, and this is a time to move, especially too as we experience in the society a rise in crime and violence, and we see a lot of our young men seemingly adrift. If we have good men, solid Christian men, living their faith and encouraging others, then I think that would make for changing society. And that's why I believe we have to challenge our men to wake up, to hold their own, and to take the position of leadership that God is entrusting to them.
And Father Mike is inviting men from all denominations to attend this special event on Saturday, which takes place from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m.
We are hoping that we wouldn't get less than 50. In fact, I dare say that God only needs one man to create a change. But we're hoping that at least 50 men would come, men of different Christian persuasion. In fact, any man who really wants to come, want to participate, would not turn such a person away. So we ask the community at large to pray for us that this event would take place and that it would certainly encourage and inspire other Christian denominations, other like-minded souls to do the same and to really, really encourage our men.
I'm Donnie Collins with today's special report.